The psalm for today is Psalm 3, and it's a psalm written by David as he's running away from Absalom. And I love his positive confession. In verse 3, he says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah." Wow, I looked every one of those words up in the Hebrew, and guess what? They mean exactly what they said. "Thou art a shield for me. You're going to protect me, Lord." We need to say that when we're facing any kind of danger, whether it's in our soul or physically or whatever, we need to speak the positive word of God. "Thou art a shield for me, and you even lift up my head in the circumstances." And we need to, when we're in dire circumstances, we need to cry unto the Lord and know that he's hearing our voice. I love that. The psalmist, David, was a man after God's heart. And I keep looking every day, every week, why, Lord, did you say that? And one of the main reasons is because David believed in God, and he believed in his promises, and he believed he'd do what he said he'd do, and he speaks about it all the time, and that's what we need to do too. In the Message it says, "But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet, you lift my head high. With all my might I shout up to God, his answers thunder from his holy mountain." I love that translation. I'm going to have you stand, and I was going to have you say it in the King James. We're going to say it in the Message. Let's stand together. I just love that. Surprise, surprise. No, I was going to do it from the King James. Honest to goodness, I crossed my heart. But it was just standing up here. It was just standing up here that it jumped off the page. "But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high. With all my might, I shout up to God. His answers thunder from the holy mountain."